hear Kelly's with her calming voice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm gonna interrupt her something. I'm gonna interrupt her something.
You gonna bring this shit up, because I wasn't ready to calm down yet.
Hey everybody, I'm Elise Rio.
And I'm Isha Bell.
And this is Full Time Black Women, a community for Black professional women to live, laugh, grow, and feel the soul.
So, what are we talking about today, Elise?
Today's topic is breathing for brilliance.
What'd that mean?
So, a full-time Black woman, right? She does it all. She does everything.
No doubt.
She works. She cares for other people. She builds businesses. She's exercising. She maintains a home. Not just
staying
a house.
Staying hydrated.
A home. Yep. Staying hydrated, minding her business, raises kids, and the list goes on and on and on. And all of this, often she forgets to care for herself. And this can lead to stress, burnout, fatigue, brain fog, and even some health-related issues just from stress. So, what's the answer? Rest more and stress less. And one way to do that is literally literally improve your performance in all areas of your life is through breathing. So today we're talking about how you can breathe for a better life and for your own brilliance.
So you breathing or breathing? Which one?
Breathing. Breathing. With an F. F-N.
Okay.
F-F-I-N.
I feel like breathing got a V in there.
Oh, somewhere. Maybe breathing.
Because I was breathing hard, y'all.
Breathing.
I was like, how many more steps we get? I say breathing when I'm
breathing.
Tired.
B.
When I'm trying to be, you know.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay.
Breathing. It's my favorite thing.
I-N-G. I see it. B-R-E-E.
I-N-G. Who said G?
Oh,
I said
V-I-N.
Breathing.
My bad. V-I-N. I'm sorry. I added letters. B-R-E-E-V-I-N.
Breathing. Breathing for brilliance.
There we go.
Yes. All right. So I'm looking forward to this because I have had a few breath sessions and I know the benefits that comes from it. It sounds silly as hell. And the beginning is like, so you telling me that breathing is going to improve my life? I breathe every day, boo. From the time I wake up to the time I'm asleep, I'm still breathing. So I don't understand.
Tell me when you stop. Tell me when you stop.
I had to think about it in that sentence. I was like, well, Heather, you breathing when you're sleeping, so you just ain't conscious and you doing it. You ain't constantly doing when you wake. We're going to get into it.
Yep.
So anyways, but what we're going to get into right now, don't take much breathing because, you know, yes, it do. Stop it.
But we can go ahead and get started with those stats for that ass. Hey, stats for that ass. Hey, we bringing you the facts with some stats for that ass.
So check this out, Elise.
What's up?
One peer-reviewed article explains that slowed breathing results in increased comfort, relaxation, pleasantness, vigor, and alertness, and reduce symptoms of arousal, anxiety, depression, anger, and confusion. And another study shows that controlled breathing can alter the chemistry in the brain, affecting levels of another stress hormone, noradrenaline, which could enhance focus and keep brains healthier for longer. So what do you think about those stats about breathing?
So I love how something we do every day can be so helpful. Like all of those things, that big long list of stuff that you said, it's all good stuff. And the noradrenaline part and how affecting those levels can enhance and focus your brain and keep your brain healthy. Basically, I just heard, okay, so breathing for brilliance, that's exactly what it is. The more we practice that controlled breathing, the better off we'll be. That's basically what I heard. What about you?
I mean, I got everything. I was like, wow, that's a huge benefit. It just said reduce symptoms of arousal. What kind of arousal? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that reduction at all. Let a bitch not hot button. No. And then we can go ahead.
Not that kind of arousal.
Who want that?
No.
Who
want that? Think of like hyperness. Like being too over-amped.
That adrenaline really rushing.
Yeah.
When you're upset, you want to fuck some shit up or a person.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, when you say it like that, it's different.
There we go.
I was like, what? But no, like all of that sounds wonderful. I love the fact that it's something simple that you can learn, but you can also advance your skills to get more benefits out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that that's a beautiful part about it.
Yes. Well said. So let's get right on into this. Breathing for brilliance. First and foremost, learn your physical stress indicators. So when you want to start breathing for your brilliance, when you want to start improving the quality of your life through breath work or the act of breathing, the first thing, as in most things that you need to do, is take an assessment of where you're at. So what signs, symptoms, things come up for you when you start to feel stress? Something you might take notice of is where you feel your tension. Do you feel tightness in your neck? Are you getting headaches all the time? Do you notice that your jaw is sore and tight and tense? Or do you find that you hold it in certain positions when you're working or right when you're about to go to sleep? Do you find it hard to relax your body? Is it in your back, your legs? Where are you holding your tension?
All of the above. But right. Mostly I feel like I deal with it shoulders and lower back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so shoulders definitely, because we carry the weight of the world, basically, and that's where it shows up in our shoulders.
The whole wide world in our hands.
Yep. So it's the tension of holding everything together, the tension of keeping all the balls in the air that you're juggling, just overall stress. And then lower back usually tends to be dealing with like grief. It can also be you trying to stand up for yourself and stand tall and all of your things. You're trying to hold yourself together. It's a lot of things that can be gleaned. That's not the word I want to use, but it is a word.
Don't be looking at me.
That's not the word I want to use.
Don't be looking at me for no help with no damn vocab. Let me stop.
So there's a lot of information that can be gained or gleaned from just noticing where you feel tension in your body. And one way to do that is through a body scan. So you can take a moment. It takes no more than 5 minutes, literally sitting, lying down. You can do it when you're in the toilet. You can do it when you're in the shower. Like, you can do it while you're driving. Just go from top to bottom or bottom to top, whichever feels good to you. I usually myself do top, bottom to top. Start with your feet and work your way up every body part and just notice. Notice in your body, is it tight? Is it tense? Is it hurting? Is it sore? Can I relax it? Just things like that. And that'll help you get more in tune with where you are holding your tension. And a good time to do it.
So give an example of a scan.
Oh, so say I am sitting and doing emails and I'm like, I think I'm starting to feel a little stressed. So let me start at, we'll do the top down. So I'm going to start at my head. Like, is my eyebrow scrunched up? Like, is my face scrunched up? Do I feel like pain in my temples? Are my eyes like achy? Do I feel like pressure in my sinuses area, so around my nose and in my cheeks. Is my
you're touching these places you can while touch you're doing them. A scan, or you're doing it mentally? Okay.
You can touch them if it helps you to pay attention to that area of the body. Doing it mentally is helping with that mind-body connection that people talk about in, like, when they're working out and stuff like that. Yeah. So me personally, I would suggest doing the mind-body connection and doing it mentally. That way, when you notice a place, like say you notice that you are clenching your teeth as you do this, then you can make the mental connection of relaxing that and understanding what it feels like to relax it. So I like to do it mentally, but if you're not there to that point to have that connection, you can touch the different areas, and it might also be good because there is healing power in the sense of touch. So whatever works for you, but a body scan is definitely helpful to bring to light where you are holding stress and tension. Another thing that you can do about learning your physical stress indicators is notice your breathing. Like, actually pay attention to how you're breathing. Is it shallow? Is it like almost hyperventilating when you're breathing? Like, are you taking in really short inhales and exhales? Is it only happening up in your chest? Like, are you using your belly to breathe at all? Like, is your belly even moving when you're breathing? Or is it like just in your shoulders? Is you just breathing and your shoulders going up and down? Is it really rapid? Like, is it fast? Is it slow? Do you feel anxious? And that might make your breath a little bit faster. Are you holding your breath? That's one. That's a big one. If you're holding your breath, that's a physical stress indicator. A lot of the times that might happen too when you're just scrolling, because you're not thinking about anything. So you might be holding your breath while you're scrolling in your phone. And then another thing to notice is if you're breathing through your mouth or if you're breathing through your nose. There's a lot of great benefits of breathing through your nose that are health benefits, that are like biological, biochemistry benefits and things like that versus breathing through the mouth. But these could also be indications of stress and a good way to determine how you're currently breathing so that you can focus on that as something to improve upon. And then the last thing you can do is do an emotional check-in with yourself to see, like, how are you feeling? And I know that putting words to emotions can sometimes be hard. So there's this thing called like the emotion wheel. And basically it puts all of the emotions on a wheel. So it might have like the big categories of like anger, happiness, grief. But then it breaks those down into like smaller subcategories like boredom, disturbed. That's not it. That's not the word I was trying to think of. Dissatisfied, joyful. It could be you're just feeling, what's the word? I don't know. I can't think of a word right now. My mind is going blank.
And you in that game by yourself. So when I say something, then there's problem with that.
Worried, anxiety, anxious, nervousness, excitement, things like that. So check out the emotional wheel. If you're having problems putting words to how you're feeling, this can be helpful to also determine like where you might be feeling things and why you might be feeling things in your body. So this is a great place to start.
Wait, I want us to talk about that emotional wheel. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that existed until I started going to therapy.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that it exists because as a grown, full grown adult, full time Black woman, I didn't know how to verbalize how I felt about things because didn't have that space to do so as a child. Just had to deal with it and move on type of situation. And having that emotional wheel is like, damn, I didn't even know that it wasn't anger. It was frustration.
Yes.
It wasn't anger. It was just not feeling heard. It wasn't anger. It was just loneliness. It wasn't. So Google the emotional wheel, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like every adult should have a copy of that. It's not just for children. It's absolutely for anybody who has feelings, but just all of us. And it gives you a better understanding of yourself.
Yes.
That's the best way to put it.
It really does empower you, because it's not like...
Thank you. Empower. That's the word.
I got you. Yeah.
That's one. That's another word.
But it really does empower you, and it gives you more... What's the word? Autonomy. Like, you don't have to have somebody tell you, yeah, you just angry. No, bitch. Like, I'm frustrated. Like, yeah, that's the word.
I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
I'm dealing with some trauma right now. I'm not angry.
Right. So we get don't stuck with those.
Exactly. Don't minimize my fellow Heather.
Exactly. So I personally love the emotion wheel too. I definitely didn't know about it till therapy as well, but it really does help put words where there weren't words, because it's not like emotions were always modeled for us when we were growing up. It was just angry, sad, and happy. That was it.
You mad?
Yeah.
You sad? Get glad.
What?
Now you spitting bars at me for my feelings? You mad, get glad.
How do we graduate so fast from mad to happy?
Look, don't even let me breathe in between the feelings. Okay, yes. I can't even breathe, but notice your breathing. I didn't start doing that until recently. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you got that adrenaline rush, you know, I got to slow down my breathing. Mm-hmm. Let me take some deeper breaths, you know. But also when I'm anxious, I notice that I take these huge intake breaths. I hold them for a couple of seconds, then I let them out. And I'm not ashamed to say I learned that from my dog. Okay. My dog was a big ass 130-pound Doberman. His name was Cairo. RIP, mm-hmm. baby.
Oh,
and yeah. I noticed that when he would get excited, when he would see me grab the leash, or when he would see me go by the door, mm-hmm. or if he knew my mother was coming to visit, or whomever, he would get so excited that he had to calm himself down by taking a big breath. Then he hold it, and then he would let it out. And then all of a sudden, he would calm down, that little nub, because, you know, it would just slow down a little bit. Wasn't going as hard as it was, about to break the damn dough.
Mm-hmm.
And then his posture was straightened up too after he took that deep breath. And I was like, after I was living with him for years, I started doing it. I was like, oh my gosh, this works. This makes a difference.
Yes.
Like, my fur baby taught me something. Like, yes. When I'm feeling anxious, just take a deep breath, hold it in, then let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then things move a lot slower that you could analyze it.
Yeah.
Better time. So,
yep.
Breathing be working.
It's do.
Also, another way you can breathe for excellence or brilliance is understanding fight or flight.
Fight or flight?
Fight or fight.
I see an L in it.
Really? Because I don't take L's, baby. I don't take that because what you talking about, baby? What you talking about? I don't see L's because I don't take them. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Fight or fight.
I don't have anything to say.
I mean, because you took an L. Ain't nothing for you to say. Just sit there sit there in silence and breathe. Okay? Crickets. That's all you could do right now. Crickets. That's all you allowed to do. You allowed to just breathe for free.
That's it.
She fell for it, y'all.
I did.
She fell for it, y'all. Y'all probably fell for it too. Like, dang, she really can't read. No, I can read. Most of her.
Oh, jeez. And okay. I thought you can read. That's why I was like, what is she talking about? What is that? That's not what it say. But all right, here we are.
Oh, God.
Have you questioned myself? I know I'm a myrtle. I was like, well, did I spell it wrong? Yes, ho. Because we don't take L's. Okay.
Yeah. But
understanding. I learn from every day. Go ahead.
Fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so understanding fight or flight. The fight or flight response is an automatic physiological reaction to an event that is perceived as stressful or frightening. The perception of threat activates the sympathetic nervous system and triggers an acute stress response that prepares the body to fight or flee. Now, as we have evolved, so have our triggers. Not lions and bears, but we get stressed by emails, to-do lists, text messages, phone calls, people popping up at our house, you know, people walking up at your desk that you know is going to start some mess with you at work. Those are things that are triggering us nowadays, you know, as full-time Black women. So we kind of have to look out for the symptoms and the signs of when we get into that space of trying to figure out the fight or flight. You know, what easily irritates us? Or are we just easily irritated by everything? Then, baby girl, you the problem. you need to be breathing. You need to be doing something that everything is irritating. Everything.
Right.
Everything. Then, yeah, no. But if we have an understanding of what irritates us, like Elise mentioned before, what muscles are all of a sudden getting tense?
Mm-hmm.
What muscles feel like you're using them, but you're not using them? Like you're just sitting there, not doing anything strenuous because we're not doing any physical work. We're sitting at a desk. We're, you know, getting up, going to this office or this conference room or this doing this presentation. We're not doing anything strenuous. But why are these sets of muscles just so tense all day, every day when we're in certain environments? Also, your heart rate. I don't know about you, Elise, but I could tell instantly when my heart rate is doing. I'm pretty sure we all can't. Everybody can feel it, or it's just when you are more in touch with your body.
No, I think it's when you're more in touch with your body, because I honestly think it's folks that are so used to it, like that's their normal, and they don't. It's like, it is what it is. Like, or they've ignored it so long. And like, it is what it is. So, yeah.
No, increased heart rate or blood pressure. You notice, wow, it is 4 p.m. and I have not had a thing to eat today. I barely even drank any water today. What is going on with your appetite? Why is it so low?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is it that an apple could keep you full all day long? Like, what's going on with your digestive system? Your body is in a state where it's trying to figure out, am I going to beat a motherfucker's ass?
Yep.
Or am I going to run like a bitch?
Yep.
I don't know. We're not trying to figure it out. I'm just saying that's what it is.
We're not trying to judge.
No, not at all.
It's just descriptive words.
Something for you to digest.
Yes.
Fast, not slow. But also, you know, when you are going through adrenaline, could you be dealing with some cold sweats, or you feel your body tingling? Like, I don't know about you guys, I'm not sure about Elise, but I'd have been in many fights in my life, you know, come from hood. And that moment right before you about to fight somebody, and it's like a no turning back moment, like it's no de-escalation, we have passed that threshold, baby. It's the point of, I ain't running because I got a mama at home telling me I better not come back home, and I did fight.
Mm-hmm.
I got a big brother that was sitting here watching, like, I got your back. You do what you need to do. I got cousins all around. We about to go toe-to-toe, blow for blow. That tingling feeling going through your body is like you just going to a...
Like you got powered on. Powered up. I'm
telling you, like the anime you be watching.
Yes.
All of a sudden you start illuminating.
Yes.
All of a sudden your body is on fire. Like yep. You feel the aura coming off of you. The fist getting tight. You just like.
Got the author fist.
Yes. Got that author fist and that yellow, mustard yellow sweater.
Yeah.
You just feel like I'm in a state where I'm limber. Mm-hmm. I'm swift mm-hmm. and I'm ready for you. So do what you need to do. Another sign of fight or flight is low sexual interest. Because you ain't got time for that.
Right.
You ain't got time for that. If you get sexually aroused by something like that, that's some sociopath shit. That's when you in a fight or flight state and you getting a boner or you getting then it's a problem. What? I don't know what I can say. I mean, we put explicit content on here all the time because of me, not at least. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to do a little bit better.
But what? You already said boner. Like, I don't know.
I said bitch. I said motherfucker. I done said all kinds of stuff.
We done crossed the thresholds. We fine. Right.
I mean, but boner is still PG, isn't it?
I have no idea. I don't know what the rules are anymore.
Because they keep changing.
They do.
They keep changing. And I'm not trying to keep up. No. So it is what it is. Also, insomnia. Insomnia is another sign or symptom of being in a constant state of fight or flight or hypervigilant. You seeing shit, you hearing shit, and you ain't sure where that shit came from. Yep. So now you looking at everything because you don't know. But you have to get into a place where you are able to calm that vibe. And Elise can speak on this better than obviously me when it comes to that, because I feel like I'm the anxious bee around here. They get everybody riled up and everything else. And then here comes Elise with her calming voice. And I'm like, I'm going to interrupt her somewhere.
I'm going to interrupt her somewhere. We're going to break this shit up because I wasn't ready to calm down yet. I'm still out of 10. We wasn't there yet.
See, this is how the show works, full-time black woman. This is why we are successful.
Yes. Much.
Okay, this is why we are the dynamic duo.
Yes.
To help all our full time black women out there, which we all love. But Elise is the flight, I'm the fight.
That's why we work! Okay! You are absolutely right, because I have not been in a fight, so... And now I'm too old.
But don't try her, because I'm near.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I stay strapped, so we not fighting no more. We not fighting no more. Okay, right? we fight smarter, not harder. But that's another release for another time. Right now, we're in the calm vibes. We are bringing it back down. So, ways that you can get into them calm vibes. It's through deep breathing. So there's tons of breathwork techniques that you can do. There's so many options. There's so many variations. There's so many things you can do. But the crux, like the center of how you really get the most bang for your buck and can calm it down, is through deep breathing. Deep, consistent breathing. Rhythmic. That's the word I was looking for. Deep rhythmic breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So to start, it's going to feel weird because more than likely you're in the category of shallow breathing or chest and neck and shoulder breathing or mouth breathing. You're probably not used to deep breathing unless you are sleeping. And in that case, you don't even know what's happening. So placing a hand on your belly and on your chest to really feel where your lungs are and when they're getting engaged is a great way to start. So like start out by doing your regular, normal, shallow, inconsistent breathing that you do. No shade. I promise it's no shade because I was there. I can say the words because that's where I was. I was doing shallow breathing. I would hold my breath. I would have moments of hyperventilating when I was in the height of my anxiety. So I'm just sharing the same perspective. I see you because of the way I am you in this point.
Right.
So a hand on the chest, a hand on the belly so you can feel where your breath is taking place currently. The next thing you want to do is to slow down your current breath. Breathe slowly and at a pace and try to inhale and exhale deeply. So it's not like you smell something stank and you do like a real quick inhale, exhale because you want to get rid of it. No, pretend it's like you smelling a bouquet of flowers or you smelling the cologne of a handsome man that smells good.
Ooh, let it be chocolate, girl. Yes, let it be freshly showered.
Yes.
Smelling like some, I don't know, some Dove mink. Ooh, it's how I got excited. Look, my breathing.
Girl, your breathing escalated, didn't it?
I'm ready to fight. Yeah. I'm ready to fight. Ain't no flight unless you chase it.
So, Auntie for real.
Yes,
the Auntie came out for real. Mm-hmm. So, consider those things. That's how you want to take a deep breath. You want to let it linger. Like, you want to, yes, really in.
Hate to see you leave, but love to see you go.
All of that. So, deep, slow inhales in through the nose and exhale out through the nose, or you can do an inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. That's another way to help you calm down. If you want to get fancy with it, then you could sigh or hum or moan when you do your exhale, but that's advanced. We just focus in on the breathing part right now. As I said, you want to make sure you have a consistent, steady breathing rate. So if it helps to count when you do your breath, that might be a good way to get in the habit of being consistent with the breath rate. So it could be inhale for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds. You could extend that or shorten it depending on what your capacity for breath is. And you really want to activate your abs. So taking a belly breath is not going to feel normal. Because like I said, you're used
to when you're breathing from your belly, like really.
Right. The only time that you've ever really breathed from your belly is when you were a child, when you were a baby. Because that's how babies breathe.
They little belly be going up and down. But what switches over? What makes us stop doing the belly breathing?
Stress, tension, anxiety.
So once you turn a certain age, start paying bills.
Yep, basically. Even before that, because little kids tend to do it too. It's just something that gradually happens as we age and we come into contact with negativity. Mm. We lose that childlike innocence and playfulness and like no cares attitude and go from belly breathing to chest breathing, and we limit our actual air capacity, our actual ability to take in oxygen, because we're only using like a third of our lungs when we breathe only in our chest.
What?
Yes. So when you start taking a belly breath, really pay attention to the hand that's on your belly. And a good way to think of it is almost like pushing out your belly as you breathe. And then as you take an inhale, it's going to be counterintuitive. So as you inhale, you want to really focus on expanding your belly, even your back, your chest, and your upper back. It is not in your shoulders. You do not have lungs in your shoulders. I promise you, there is nothing up there.
So you saw me doing the backhand bounce right now. That's what you're trying to say. Okay.
I'm just saying. And because I was there too. And that's how I know. My first time I said I'm doing a deep breath, my shoulders went up like I was taking in more. There's no more room up there. There's no lungs up there. So expand your belly. Push again. You want to push your belly out when you inhale. And then when you exhale, you're going to squeeze your belly back in to make sure you're exhaling all of that oxygen, because we want.
So like you're doing like a sit up while sitting up?
Almost. Mm-hmm. It's because you might notice if you're not tense with it and you just let your body naturally do what it do, you might notice like your whole front kind of crunching and fall in on itself when you're exhaling. And then when you're inhaling, like everything opens up, your belly, your chest, your shoulders almost go back. So allow your body to do what it does, but focus on the depth of your inhale and exhale and really expanding to expanding your belly so you can get the full use of your lungs. Because deep belly breathing or diaphragmatic breathing, because you got to use your diaphragm, basically. that set of muscles underneath your rib cage or in the middle, somewhere in there. Where is it? Diaphragm is like at the bottom of your rib cage. Underneath your chest.
By my nipple. Okay, that's where it is. That's where it is.
So diaphragmatic breathing, belly breathing, has medically proven to that doing just 15 minutes is equivalent to an hour and a half of deep sleep. So for those of us with busy lifestyles, this is a bonus because it can literally rejuvenate your life and even in a short amount of time, just bring you vitality and vigor and all the things that Isha was mentioning in the stats. And also deep breathing slows everything down and alleviates stress, which allows your system to calm itself. It allows the heart rate to slow down. It allows the brain to activate. So it's really great for anti-aging hormones. It's great for immune levels and just overall better health, to be quite honest. So just try it. There's plenty of benefits. It only takes 5, 10, 15 minutes. Give it a shot.
So I need you to do a sample. Just maybe a quick 15 seconds of this breathing.
Okay.
Be as descriptive as possible because they can't see you.
But they right, because I was like, how am I supposed to do that? So yeah, they can't see me. So you can do it. I would suggest, now you can do this standing, but in my mind, the best way to do it when you're first starting is either lying down or sitting in a chair and supported.
Lying down on your back or on your stomach?
Lying down on your back. So lie down on your back is a great way because you really want to like feel your belly and your chest expand. And when you're in a chair, you want to sit with your back nice and tall, sitting on your sit bones, not on like your backbone, your lower backbone. You want to sit up nice and tall. I would even suggest spreading your legs a little bit. Like don't sit with your legs crossed. Don't sit with your legs tight together. Give your belly and your abdomen some room. So
should your feet be flat on the ground?
Feet or flat on the floor. Okay. Yeah. If you're on your, I would suggest feet flat on the ground because that helps you feel supported. So that's your positioning. Hand on the belly, one hand on your belly, one hand on your chest. And then just do your regular normal breath so that you can feel where your breathing is taking place. So just inhale, regular, just how you would normally breathe. You might naturally notice yourself slow down in your breath just so that you can pay attention.
Yeah, 'cause you're paying attention to me.
Yeah.
So I already know I'm laughing like I'm getting tested.
Okay. So you might naturally feel yourself. Yes. You might naturally feel it slow down and that's okay. The next thing you want to do is to start activating your deep belly breath. So what I do, still hand on the belly, hand on the chest. You want to, how to explain it. When you inhale, you want to feel your belly, the sides of your belly, the front of your belly, perhaps even your lower back. You want to feel it expand. If you need help feeling it expand, almost think about like, you know how you were little and you might push your belly out and say, I'm pregnant like that. Or you
I
might
ain't
be
gotta
in the
do that now. But yeah, I do remember when I had a flat stomach and I used to be like, oh, I ate so much. I got a little baby in here.
Yes.
Now I ain't really ate much, but I look like I got a big ass belly baby in here.
Yes. So
I'm telling you, C-sections is no joke.
They are not. They are not.
Yeah. 2 10-pounders, basically. Mm. Ain't no joke. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, but go ahead. This is why I need you to breathe for, because look at me.
So inhaling in through the nose, you will expand the belly almost like you are recreating a pregnant belly, breathing into the belly first. And then as you continue to inhale, you'll start to feel your chest expand. And it's almost like your shoulders will go down and back, just relaxing into that deep inhale. And then when you exhale, breathing out through the nose or out through the mouth, whichever is more comfortable for you.
But which one fully, is best, nose or mouth?
It depends on what you're trying to achieve. So I would say nose breathing is best biologically, because that's how you should be breathing. Mm-hmm. However, there are benefits, and this gets into like science and stuff, to doing an exhale out of the mouth, because you can incorporate sound, which can also be healing. So whether that's humming, moaning, sighing, making some kind of noise, yeah, it creates a vibration in the body. It's like the equivalent of purring, or like whenever you sigh, your body automatically takes that as a symptom of I am relaxed. And so it's almost tricking your body into thinking that this is a safe place and we are relaxed. So again,
all this to breathing. Who knows?
All of this to breathing. Yes. So it depends on like what you're trying to achieve. I recommend starting in and out through the nose first. And then, like I said, when you want to get advanced and you've got the actual technique of breathing into your belly down, then start incorporating sound when you exhale through your mouth. And the biggest thing when you exhale is to fully exhale, almost contracting the whole front of your body in, so that you are letting go of all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do inhale 2, 3, 4, fill all the way up, and then exhale 2, 3, 4, inhale.
Why 4?
It doesn't have to be 4. It's just because I picked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It could be 5 and 5, 8 and 8, 10 and 10, whatever feels right for your body. Everybody has a different lung capacity right now. And because this is just kind of like a get to know you introduction phase to deep breathing, it may be helpful to start with just 4, like a lower count, just so that you can focus on the steps of the breath as opposed to how long can I do this? You know what I mean? Now, if it helps to do a longer count, go for it. You really benefit by listening to you and your body.
Oh, thank you so much, Elise, for explaining, you know, deep breathing and how to do it, because it's one of those things where you're like, am I getting tested on this? Like, this is something I should know. I do it every single day. Am I doing it wrong? Am I doing it right? But yeah, no, that's hugely beneficial. Yeah. Anyway, so practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, I know for my first breath session, I felt like I was doing everything wrong. It was hard for me to concentrate. I was like, am I even getting a benefit out of this? Because I'm so conscientious of making sure I'm truly doing it right so I can feel how I'm supposed to feel from it.
Mm-hmm.
But second session, I was like, okay, all right, I'm starting to get it. I'm feeling something. Third session, damn, this is bomb. This feels good, you know? So belly breathing, like you said, it may feel new, but most importantly, strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like, broke it down. I didn't know that we stopped doing this with newborns or infants. So practice to get comfortable is normal. You may also get tired. I know I definitely got tired. It felt like kind of like doing some mini sit-ups when you're doing it, because you're using abs. Like, you're using muscles that you don't use on a regular basis. And it does require more effort. Also, I think when I had my first breath session, I felt like it was only, a 30-minute, 45-minute. I was like, the first 10, 15, I was still practicing, trying to get it right. And I'm like, that thing about to be over before I figure out how to breathe. Like, dang. Like, what the heck? But taking from that session that prepared me for session 2 and 3 was doing it on my own time. Like, mm-hmm. you are literally breathing all day long. You're literally sitting here in front of a computer. Take 5-10 minutes just to practice it, you know, throughout the day. Like, if I'm feeling stressed, if I know I have a meeting I do not want to be a part of, if I know someone's going to randomly call on me in a meeting to explain something that I was mm-hmm. not prepared for, let me go ahead and breathe before I do this.
Yeah.
Because, And then, you know, you get to the point where you're able to do things on your own at an increased time limit that gives you the benefit of the exercise outside of just scheduling a session mm-hmm. or preparing you for the next session. People who have conditions like COPD, asthma, or anxiety, you know, they should really talk to their provider before doing a breath session, because I don't have any of those. And I'm going to lie, a couple times, like, I had to remind myself, breathe out, breathe out, breathe out. Yeah. You know, like, you get to hold in that 4 and all of a sudden you're like, why am I on 8 and yes. I didn't breathe out yet? Like, you have to be intentional and focused on what you're doing mm-hmm. at that time. And I feel like that's something that throws you off, because we don't think about breathing. We're yeah. just doing it, mm-hmm. you know? But when you are really thinking about doing it, you're just like, oh, shit, I had to breathe out. Oh, did I breathe out my nose or my mouth? Or did I breathe into my belly? Or was that a throat breath? Oh, my God, I'm about to burp now. You know, it's just
yeah.
a lot of things go through your head during, but practice makes perfect.
It does. It does. 1,000%. There's tons of ways to do breath work or breath sessions or practice of the breath. There are tons and tons of ways. So Google, find a breath work practitioner if you can.
How do you find one?
Instagram, Google.
So what are you searching for? Breath work, or you, breath work. Is that one word? That's two words? Like,
yeah, breath work is, it can be one word or two. There's sometimes yoga. There's yoga classes that will incorporate breath work. Sometimes there are, what's the other thing? My mind went blank. So yoga, for sure. You can Google breath work, one or two words. There's mindfulness. Mindfulness practices sometimes include some kind of breath work as well. Anything around somatics, somatics, might also include breath work. That can also include other things, body work, massage, and things like that. So, and in fact, there are some therapists now that do breath work as part of their session. So that's a good thing to ask about if you are already seeing a therapist, counselor, social worker, et cetera.
Do you just go with anybody, or do you have like a certain certification in order for you to feel like a little bit more secure? Like, okay, they know what they're talking about. They just ain't go. You should be able to talk about, did you breathe out? Breathe out, man. Oh. I'm telling you, you signed that waiver. Ain't no liability on me, because you want, you know.
So, it personally, there's two different veins. There is the breath work, which are the multiple techniques. It's like deep breathing, ocean breath, fire breathing, lion's breath. There's tons of techniques. You could probably just go to anybody to learn those variations of breath.
Okay.
If you want like healing and coaching and like a trauma-informed experience, I believe you need to go to somebody who is certified, because they more than likely went through some form of training, guidance, mentorship in order to properly lead a session for you that incorporates the breath, but also focuses on the healing aspects around that, that can lead you, guide you through any questions that might come up, any feelings that might come up, and create that safe space for you. So while breathing is totally normal and we do it all day, every day, there's It just depends on the vein. If you just want to practice a type of style, you could probably go anywhere. You could probably learn something on Google and YouTube University. But if you want somebody to guide you, to make sure you're doing it properly, to help you to feel safe in the environment that you're in mm-hmm. as you're going through this experience, try to find somebody certified. Okay. I think that's the best way to go about it, or somebody that has years of experience. But even still, like, it's one of those things that you have to shop for, because not everybody is the same as a breathwork facilitator. Mm-hmm. So
that's the certification, breathwork facilitator.
Yeah, they would be certified in breathwork. They would be a breathwork facilitator of some sort. But like I said, you might run into a therapist or a yoga instructor that also incorporates breath work. So
a breath work facilitator. Okay.
Yes. A breath work facilitator. So yes, find what works for you. Know what it is you're looking for, and, be curious about it. Like, enjoy the process. It's gonna seem hard at first, like Aisha said, but it will be worth it. So let's go ahead and get into hashtag Casperish. Y'all already know what it is. For those that don't, hashtag Casperish is when we get a little more transparent about a topic, a subject, what we are talking about at hand. So, Aisha, have you experienced the benefits of breath work?
I just did it right now.
You did.
Yeah. But yes, I have. The benefits of breath work, my experiences were like night and day between each of the sessions that I had. Like I said, the first one, I was like, man, am I doing it right? don't tell me, you know, it felt like a coach coming up like, do it different. You need to squat different. You need to lift those weights different. In the beginning, that's how I felt. But towards the end, girl, I was having. Am I gonna say it?
You can say you can. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But during the end, I was in a meditative state.
Yep.
You know, it was scary, exciting how breathing put me in a meditative state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually the times that I've tried to meditate before, you know, I know breathing is a huge part of it, trying to be in a quiet space. But this was the most active type of meditation I've ever done, because I'm thinking, breathe in, belly full, push out, hold, breathe in, hold, push out, hold. But I was still able to go into a meditative state that I was seeing so many different auras, colors, shapes. I saw people, girl. It was one of the best experiences ever, because mm-hmm. I just felt so connected to a part of the world that is unseen, mm-hmm. unheard, but felt. Also, I think my next one, the difference between night and day, is that my next one, I felt physical pain in my body from trauma that was mm-hmm. coming out through my body from dealing with, you know, the divorce, the custody battle and everything, and issues at work. It all came out through a breathwork session. Now, this is something that I obviously was dealing with it, but I wasn't dealing with it. You know, I was going through it, but I wasn't facing it. It wasn't a fight or flight. It was ignore, bitch. You don't matter to me.
Yeah.
Like, you are a non-factor to me. It wasn't. It was a big factor, but I made it a non-factor. I was in Delulu World, you know, first class ticket to Delulu World. And not trying to deal with it. I can only deal with but so much. Mm-hmm. But that breath session made me face all of it at once, and it made my damn back hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt physical pain. Now, afterwards, I felt tired from having to deal with some trauma that I was trying to hide away underneath some dirty laundry. But I also felt refreshed, because I had to pay attention to what was happening in front of me, and I could no longer sit on in that first class ticket to Delulu World. So
mm-hmm.
the benefits of breath work are real. They may not happen to everybody as quickly. They may not be drastically different from one session to the next, as I experienced. But either way, it's a benefit.
Yeah.
But how about you, Elise? Have you experienced the benefits of breath work?
I have. I absolutely love breath work. It is one of my favorite things. I first came across it when I went through a breakup, and I was dealing with the breakup stress. I was dealing with existing like work stress and family stress, and my back locked up on me to the point I couldn't lean over the sink to brush my teeth. Like, I was that like out of commission, and I didn't know what to do. I would try the chiropractor. I tried stretching. I tried baths. I tried everything. And I did a breathwork session that I found on Instagram. And the very next day after that session, I had more movement in my back. Like, I had less pain. And come to find out, the pain was associated with grief. I was grieving. And it was manifesting as pain in my back. So I also had experiences of a meditative state, which was absolutely wonderful and allowed me.
Were you afraid? Like, or you were ready for it? Like, yes, it's happening.
I wasn't afraid because I knew it was something that could happen. I was excited because I was like, I reached it. I did it. But I think the main thing was, all right, so what do I learn? Like, that was, I think I was just curious as to what this was showing me or sharing. Like, what was I experiencing, I guess. So I welcomed it when it happened. I have also had experiences of pain where trauma that I thought I too had hid under a large pile of laundry, and it was like, bam, nope, still right here. And that thing hit.
We ain't going nowhere.
Yes, it hit like a ton of bricks, and it was on my chest. It sat right in my chest. And that was old trauma that I had ignored and thought I had dealt with. And eventually more sessions helped me to move through it, accept things. I was able to come to a higher level of understanding in addition to the therapy that I was in. And to basically just give myself some grace in the situation and feel safe in my body again. That was a big thing. Feeling safe in my body when emotions like that arise, because it gives you a sense of, I know how to move all of this discomfort so that I can get to my peaceful place again. So I love breath work. I think everybody should do it, to be quite honest, no matter if you're going through some shit or not, because there's too many benefits not to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you do breath work basically every day. You just don't know it. So like your example of what you learn from your dog. Breathing. Yep, your chiro breathing. That's breath work. If you breathe in differently when you sitting on the toilet at the end of the day, you trying to like move some constipation. That's breath work. The biggest thing, like when you're giving birth, the breathing you do then is breath work. So it's not something that's so foreign, it's unheard of and like scary and all of that. It really is something you do unconsciously. So give it a shot, give it a try, and let us know how you like it or don't like it. Send us a DM, Full-Time Black Woman on Instagram and Facebook, FT Black Woman on Twitter, or an email to fulltimeblackwoman@gmail.com. Any last remarks, Isha?
Y'all, keep breathing.
Yep. Mic drop. And with that, right. That brings us to the end of another episode. We hope you had a fantastic time. And remember, we are here for you full time from coffee to wine.
And play your power perfectly.
Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. Full Time Black Woman is created, recorded, and produced by Elise Real and Isha Bell. For more opportunities to live, laugh, grow, and fill the soul, be sure to like, review, comment, and subscribe to Full Time Black Woman wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Help us build this community by sharing with other full-time Black women like yourself. Visit our website at fulltimeblackwoman.com to see what's new or to reach out. If you have questions or want to add to today's topic, send us an email to contact@fulltimeblackwoman.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram @fulltimeblackwoman and on Twitter @FTBlackWoman.